Welcome to episode 45 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. If you've been following my activities recently, you'll know that I was invited to go to Germany at the end of last week to take a look at how Manfrotto is encouraging people to get excited and inspired when taking photographs. For those of you that don't know, Manfrotto produces tripods and support equipment. And on this week's show, I'm in conversation with Mark Robinson, who is trade marketing manager for Manfrotto UK, and we're talking about the company's heritage, their interactive photo lab, and just what the future holds for the company, including an exciting event coming up at the end of next month in London. So, let's get straight into it, picking things up as I sit down for a chat with Mark at a bustling restaurant in Berlin. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 45. So today, it's something of a different conversation. I'm actually in Berlin, and I'm here thanks to Manfrotto, and I'm actually sat opposite Mark Robinson, who is the trade marketing manager for Manfrotto UK. And Mark, we've just had a lovely lunch here. In sort of like the central square, the Potsdamer Platz, and this is where we'll get to this in a minute. This is where Manfrotto has a display, and we'll explain more about this. But just to give you a bit of context, just tell us what your position is and how you've come to be here and your background.
Sure. Well, as you touched upon briefly, I'm the trade marketing manager, which in itself is a new role for Manfrotto globally, not just in the UK. So it's been a privilege to be in the role for the last 6 months, making it my own with a lot of promotional activities, PR activities and media, to mention just a few. As for the background, primarily it is trade marketing, which obviously befits the role, which is good. I've had 10 years marketing experience in the photo industry. So I started fresh out of university working for Canon UK, doing the trade marketing there. I worked for a short stint at Canon Europe as well, doing a similar role. I wanted to get a balance between manufacturing and retail. A lot of the time retailers sort of pop up and say, you just don't understand retailing. And they're quite right. So I actually left Canon and joined a well-known photographic company called Park Cameras, based in Burgess Hill. And I was the general marketing manager there. I was there for about 3 years, had a great time, learned a hell of a lot. Again, as I said, from the other side of the fence. And then the new position at Manfrotto came along 6 months ago, just under, and it's been absolutely crazy ever since, culminating us sitting in a very nice restaurant in Germany, in Berlin today.
Yeah, and it's interesting, obviously, hearing that background. I've found out a lot more already just on our trip, just even today, in fact. We're here for a couple of days. The background to Manfrotto, how the brand came to be, how the product line and the ongoing developments, there is that emphasis on not only the passion for your product and your service and for photography, but that the people involved directly do know their stuff. They do not just take a note of feedback, but also the bigger picture of what is on the market and what is happening within the industry. Now, to give people a bit of a background to Manfrotto as a brand, regular listeners will know that I've used your kit for a long time, both tripods, grip and support equipment. How did it all start and where did it all start?
Sure. Well, I think the most important word you mentioned is a passion that exists today, which comes from the founder, which is a gentleman called Lino Manfrotto, hence the name, of course. And you're looking at a story that's about 40 years old, where Lino himself was a photojournalist working out of North Italy. And essentially needed some photo accessories, tripods as we're selling now, that just didn't exist on the marketplace. He was quite handy as a DIY individual, and started to machine solutions in his, essentially just in his garage. I mean, we often hear about this in this day and age, but he was creating solutions to assist in achieving more professional photographic results. Then fast forward to taking these products to certain events, sporting events, other press events. Questions start to come along, queries, where can I get this, who built this? The simple answer was, well, I built this in my garage. Well, can I have one? Being the sort of individual that he was and still is, then the answer was yes. And then one became five, became ten, became, you know, multiple orders. And the garage grew into a small warehouse, into a small factory, into other individuals assisting him. He partnered with an engineer who was able to assist in the machining and production of the product. And all of a sudden, you've gone from, you know, like I said, one to multiples, and a dedicated factory unit, all in the space of 15 to 20 years. And then from there, you know, ultimately, a cottage industry can only go so big, and dedicated facilities were purchased in northern Italy, and continue to grow to what we have, you know, fast forwarding to 40 years to 2011, what we have today.
And, you know, photographers are very resourceful. If there is a product out there that does the job, but there's something not quite as we want it, we'll find a way to find the solution. And as you say, that is how this essentially came about. The Manfrotto as a company is now obviously part of a larger group, which the brands that listeners will be aware of are the likes of Kata for bags, Lastalight, who else have we got? Gitzo tripods. Yeah. But that hasn't come at the cost of identity and brand identity. Now, this is something, partly the reason I should say that we're in Berlin, and this is also in the lead up to Covent Garden later in the year, is creating the awareness, getting people involved. Obviously, there is the product there, but it's all about getting people involved to share their pictures, be involved in their picture taking. Let's now therefore talk about what's going on here at the Potsdamer Platz, where we are. Obviously, we've got the structure out the front here, but what is the purpose?
Sure. Well, I think to tell you the purpose and why we're here, let's just rewind to May, where we had a global launch of the Imagine More manifesto. So, Imagine More is the Manfrotto tagline. Global event in New York City, with a global guest list of press, bloggers, photo enthusiasts, photo professionals, all coming together to be introduced to a concept, not just the products, but a concept of creating something more tangible, something a lot bigger that Manfrotto hadn't done before, and perhaps, dare I say, is normally associated with some of the larger brands. We're really making a stand here for Manfrotto, and wanting to say, look, this is who we are, this is what we do. It doesn't matter if you didn't know about us before, come and understand what we can offer to you. Taking that concept, we've then fast-forwarded to later in the year, and we have a series of global roadshows, if you like, for want of a better term, where we're hitting major city centres, major global capitals. So as you mentioned, we're in Berlin. We've got Hong Kong coming up next week. We had Beijing the week before, and then there's other events throughout the rest of the year, going into 2012. And the Berlin event, as we've seen this morning, is absolutely stunning in a fantastic location on what is so far a fantastic day weather-wise, drawing in people off the streets, out of the offices, to come and interact with Manfrotto, talk to us, play with the products, be it lose your inhibitions, if you like, and take part in some of the sets. That are inspired by what happened in New York. So we have a rock star set, we have a kissing booth, and we have a catwalk. Just opportunities to have a bit of fun, have your image taken, understand a little bit more about Manfrotto without going too heavy on the heritage. There's a heavy social media element to this, with images being uploaded to Facebook, using Twitter as well to just try and get the online buzz. And essentially it's just saying, yeah, this is who we are, this is what we do, why not be part of the story?
And I think what's so nice about having spoken to you this morning and the Manfrotto story and where you guys are coming from as a company, you are very down to earth, you are very honest. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier was the fact that you've got something in the line of 25, say, shows and events, what have you, going on at various times, but they're on varying scales. So yes, we are in Berlin, we are talking about London, we are talking about these larger places, but equally, if it's a case of spreading the word and saying to people, look, come and have a chat to us, you are not afraid to be on a smaller scale in the high street, just talking to people to get their feedback and to answer some questions.
Yeah, you're right. You cannot escape or forget where you've come from. And I've seen it with other companies, which I won't name, who have become bigger, and they've dropped people, as far as I'm concerned. We owe a lot to the independent photo trade. And because of that, we're still able to make sure we can schedule in the digital splashes of this world with Wilkinson cameras, the imaging festival with park cameras, and a whole array of other activities. And you have those smaller events which allow us to deal with our key dealers, their customers, all the way up the scale to focus on imaging that we've done for many years, and many others in between, the Canon Pro Solutions show, which is just around the corner as well. It's a vital series of touch points with our customers, both the end user and the dealers, which we would never ever forget.
And you were saying about focus on imaging there. It's a big event. A lot of listeners will make the pilgrimage every year. People go from all over the UK and abroad to go and talk directly to the manufacturers, see what's new in the industry, what kit they may have seen in magazines or on YouTube or on various sites. But your stand is actually that much, or will be that much larger in 2012. I think you said it's actually, is it the largest it, or one of the largest?
I'm very proud, and I will say it again. We will have two stands, the combined floor plan being the biggest. Forget Panasonic, Manfrotto has the biggest stand. That's partly for practicalities. This year we want to do seminars and have a theatre section. We need a bigger stand. This year we have more product, we need a bigger stand. Our message, you touched upon our umbrella of brands earlier, Manfrotto, Gitzo, Kata, etc. We need the room to do them justice. Therefore, we have a bigger stand.
And I mean, for everyone listening, of course, I'll be linking in the show notes to these various events and sites and what have you. The Imagine More manifesto was something that people have seen. I talked about on The Active Photographer in the past. There was an update recently because there was the film festival. There was the winning pictures, and the winning film was in there. Let's talk a little bit, just to sort of think ahead now. As I record this, we are in middle to end of October. Around this time, in about a month's time, the 18th to 20th of November in Covent Garden in London, what can people expect from what you guys are doing there?
Yeah, really exciting and scary as well that it's so close, but a brand experience that you've never seen the likes of before with Manfrotto. An interactive opportunity to enter into what we're calling a factory, a steel girded structure with interactive touch points inside, some fantastic promotional opportunities as well, and just 3 days of full on brand interaction. Come and talk to us, come and learn about photography, come and learn about photo accessories. Doesn't matter if you're just starting out, doesn't matter if you use an iPhone or a Nikon or Canon DSLR. it's for everyone, and it's going to be an absolutely fantastic event.
I'm going to be there, of course, sort of doing some audio and pictures, what have you, surrounding that. Let's just finally, just to round things off, because we're just about to go to another engagement, and I know you've got to take a flight. I know you've got activities coming up in the run-up to Christmas as well. Can you tell us just very quickly about some of the things that are going on with that?
Yeah, well, other activities that are ongoing at the moment, a whole range of promotional activities for photo enthusiasts to save money on. Obviously, we mentioned the factory event. There'll be other shows that we'll be attending. We have an established range of products already out on the market that we're going to be pushing. So it's just phenomenally busy. One show leads into the next show. We talked about Pro Solutions as well before planning for Focus 2012. It doesn't stop, but that's a good thing. You know, it just shows, I think, how proactive Manfrotto has always been, is being in the future, and how that will ensure that we're able to continue to provide products and solutions that photographers need.
And of course, one of the great things that you guys have online now is the School of Excellence, and I'll be linking to that in the show notes. Let's round up with a final plug for a website, anywhere that you'd like people to go to.
I think if they just land on the homepage, you know, it's just as simple as that, manfrotto.co.uk. And it's very easy to navigate. It was redesigned several months ago, if I remember, and you can just get around so easily. I would strongly recommend that people look at our bag section, our photo kit section, and with the running series of banners that we currently have on the homepage, you can go through to all the promotional materials and even the news section, where the latest activities regarding our factory event, other promotions, etc. There's so much to see and do on our website.
Excellent. So, as I say, I'll be linking in the show notes. Of course, anyone that wants to find out more, such as I can, if I can forward information on to people, they can get in touch through the usual channels. Just remains for me to say, Mark, thank you very much for your time today.
Not at all,
I hope
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your time here, because I know you've got a dash. And hopefully that's given the guys listening just a bit more information about Manfrotto and what you guys are doing to move forward.
Great, fantastic.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Over the course of my stay in Berlin, I made a series of location recordings, both at the Potsdamer Platz and whilst out taking pictures around the city, which of course I'll be sharing with you over the coming weeks. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage, and at theactivetog for the latest news, web links, hints and tips. Don't forget there's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course you could send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.